good day, everybody. Time again for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Early support faded with mixed trade seen in cattle futures today. The strong support in cash cattle trade, though, continued to bring additional underlying support to nearby live cattle futures, although deferred futures markets remain weak. Meanwhile, corn prices are lower in live trade today. December corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets, though, are mixed in live trade. The Dow Jones is 56 points higher, NASDAQ down 71 points. That firm support continued in the live cattle futures trade, but December futures remained focused on the cash cattle market that developed yesterday. The rest of that complex, though, remained mixed in a moderate price range, although volume significantly slowed throughout the day up until closing. Live trade and feeder cattle markets eroded early gains as traders looked toward the pressure in hog markets and softness in several outside markets. Narrow trading ranges, though, continued through the last hour of trade, leaving traders with little direction during the end of the week. Cash markets may remain sluggish after yesterday's bounces. Grain futures, though, were mostly higher today, again trying to rebound from their late November slump after profit-taking, position squaring, and new fund selling earlier this week. Crude oil, though, provided support after yesterday's deal by OPEC and Russia to cut production, which shocked the market back above $50. Corn prices tried to firm after a very quiet overnight session. March futures, though, held to a narrow inside day after pulling back from a test of the bottom of its uptrending channel from September to November. Soybeans, though, tried again to rebound on the gains in crude after failing to hold higher trade yesterday and breaking below their two-week uptrend. Wheat prices, though, were mostly higher today, with only the December soft red winter wheat contract lower after heavy deliveries. Export sales last week reported this morning were lower around 15 million bushels. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.